Testing this machine. Today is Wednesday the 27th. Please play back.
Go ahead. Now, as I was saying, if you had a chance to go back, would you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was a nice time of my life. Mm-hmm. I loved my family. I loved having my husband. I liked the simple things, even if we had to walk a lot and everything. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it.
But I mean, if you were, like I'm saying, if, like, for
we have everything now. I know we have everything.
Yeah.
But still, I liked that time of my life.
Mm-hmm. But was it because of the atmosphere of Bridgeport, that too?
That had a lot to do with it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were safe.
Mm-hmm. And there were prices and inflation.
Oh, and the prices, too. That had a great deal to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Like, you could go around and buy a hot dog or something for, like, a nickel.
Yeah, but don't forget, the reason that we have these high prices and inflation is because if we didn't get the unions in, they wouldn't drive up the working wage, and that wouldn't... What?
Okay. So, we're working here. So you say overall that you think that you would love to go into the past, but do you think that the future will hold something different? Do you think Bridgeport will be better in the future? Or
I definitely hope so. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many nice people living here. Mm-hmm. They deserve a better break than they get. It would be nice to leave the house and, you know, today, you know, I carried some money. You wonder where I carried it?
Mm-hmm.
I put it in a brown envelope and walked on it.
Yeah.
I just left it off over at Bartram House.
I know, that's what I did.
It's no way to have to walk on a street.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And I am afraid. I keep my fingers crossed every time I leave the house because I walk a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wear sneakers.
Yeah, to make me comfortable.
Yeah.
But so. You hope that the future will hold something better.
Yeah, I'd like to see something, truthfully, I'd like to see something built in Black Rock that would ensure us comfort and also the children, you know, like you, and, you know, something that we could share, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. They seem to just forget Black Rock.
Yeah. I read an article in the newspaper that said that kids are getting to want to get to know older people because they feel like there's a big gap between the lifespan of the...
There really shouldn't be because they have so much to gain from older people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean just like your interview or anything, but we have so much to offer.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that much smarter, believe me, but... The older people like companionship. They like the young people to smile,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
like we did when we were young, because we were strictly brought up to be very nice to older people. I brought my children up the same way, too.
Oh, I know.
The neighbors always commented on how well brought my children were up, because different children never stopped to say hello to them or smile to them,
mm-hmm.
and it made me feel very happy, and I think that's a very nice thing.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you have to turn to older people.
Mm-hmm.
It should be that way, I think. I'm very much for it.
Because mm-hmm. They were saying in the article that they said that now kids want to get to know older people because they have a lot to offer.
Yes, it is true.
And if you want to learn about your community or something, that's the best person to ask.
Well, I always turn to my grandma and grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
I loved my grandma and grandpa, and anything they did, they never did anything wrong. They never could do anything wrong in my eyes, because
mm-hmm.
I really loved them, you know.
Yeah.
And I was close to them.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed being with them, yes.
That's nice to have a close.
And it should be that way, I think. Young people have a lot to gain.
Mm-hmm.
The togetherness, like I said, in the old days, it really was nice. It compensated us for so many things we didn't have, you know.
So overall, you would say that it you know, it's good to have that closeness with
you. Yes, I have enjoyed talking to you, and I hope you have enjoyed talking to me too, you know.
Of course.
Because I try to be nice to everybody.
I try.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's hard because, see, you never know how someone is going to take you.
Mm-hmm.
But... I try to be nice to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I get along at the program here.
Well,
Oh, they're all my friends. We have about between 50 and 60 people come, and I greet everybody the same way every day.
And you work at the desk up front, or you just go there because, you know, it's close?
I come here as a volunteer. I could have the job as a paying job, but I don't want it. Mm-hmm. I thought a younger person could have it. And then if I wanted to travel somewhere, I would be tied down.
Yeah.
I had it offered to me, but I refused it. Mm-hmm. But I enjoy being a volunteer. And I come every day. I leave the house at 9:45, and I work till 12:30.
Mm-hmm. And then right now you would be home then?
Right now, pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I play cards in the afternoon, or I go over in St. Anne's and I play bingo on Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I go to bingo at night over there, and then Tuesday nights, like last night, I went to bingo over to Holy Trinity.
So you're very involved in your community then?
Yeah.
That's
I like
good.
It that way, yes.
Uh-huh. So you belong to the bingo club and you belong over here. Mm-hmm. What else do you do?
I'm a line dancer. Mm-hmm. I used to be with Mary Feathers. We used to go out and entertain. I sort of backed up on that when I started being a volunteer here. We went out, we wore costumes. I was been in the Barnum Festival in costume with her.
Oh, wow.
And we did shows. We went to rest homes and everything. We did benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Never got paid for anything. It was just something we liked doing.
Yeah. So you were like in the...
I just can't sit still and...
Yeah.
I want to do things all the time.
That's good.
Yeah.
You keep so up like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, but other people can't be like that. Some people just sit in their house.
Oh, I can't see that.
I can't do it. I can't. I wouldn't.
No.
So nobody's going to put me in a rocking chair.
No. No, it's too many older people wasted their lives that way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just thank God for every day that I live and I enjoy it.
That's good.
That's my outlook. And if I can help anybody or do something for anyone, I'm there.
That's good. And somebody you can always look up to, something like that.
I think it's so self-satisfying for me to do for others.
Mm-hmm.
I think to me it's a way of helping God one way or another.
That's nice the way you put that.
That's my outlook on life. I can't change it.
Oh, no, I love the way you put it.
Yeah, I really can't change it because that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be everybody's friend.
That's nice.
Because
really
in everyone, even eccentric people, there's always so much good in everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then too, if people are hard to get around, eventually they come around, they're nice.
Yeah.
You know.
I know, you might get the, like one person always says, you can't judge a book by its cover.
No, you reach out. You reach out over halfway, and then people, you know, people need friends a lot more than you think they do.
Oh, of course.
They need to turn to people. And like when my husband died, I really never realized, he wasn't well, and he, you know, when I started to go out, and I, of course, he couldn't go anywhere. And he'd say, well, make friends, you know, have friends. So when I'm gone, you know, and it was the truest thing, I'm telling you. When all those people come and throw their arms around you, it's such a good feeling.
Yeah.
And then you're not lost. You're really not lost at all.
So you like that kind of altogether?
Yeah. Then I figured that I'm alone and I can do something in return and show my love for other people.
Because
I think God wants us to do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have a good feeling about doing it, that's it.
It's a good incentive.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Yeah. So I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it, believe me.
Mm.
No, it's an effort. You know, you get up, like a lot of people, ladies that I know, they stay around in their old house coats all day, you know, and watch TV. This way, I'm up, I'm get my bed made and get my breakfast, the dishes, and get dressed. Because every day you have to dress up to go out, especially you have to be neat to come to a place like this, too. And it does give me an incentive to be the right person.
That's good.
Yeah.
Really is. I hope I am like that when I go.
Yeah. Well, I find there's an awful lot of satisfaction in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, down at the center there when the girls came out, they wanted me to take over this site because we were having a little problem. And I said, no, I said, but I'll be the best volunteer they've got. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do.
That's good that you can, you're so energetic about everything. Mm-hmm. And you want to get out and always try to help people.
Yeah.
That's the best kind of job that anybody would want.
Yeah. I really like it.
It sounds like it. It really does. Mm-hmm. I know, I like doing the same thing. I always want to reach out and, you know, help somebody.
That's why, you know, even you're never too young to reach out.
Yeah.
You start when you're young, you know, because I was busy, you know. I brought my family up and all, but my oldest daughter, my daughters are like me too. My whole family, my three children are like me. They reach out.
Yeah.
They reach out, you know.
Sounds like you're very good. Mm. I thank you for your time.
Well, thank you. It was nice interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
It was really a pleasure.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Very good to talk to you.
Okay.